Honey, sweetie baby, are you gonna open the door? I know you can hear me, and I know you're probably listening. If anything, you're listening because you're too scared not to. Come on, open the door for your loving and adoring wife. Haven't you missed me? I've been gone for weeks. Baby, please. Come on. We can do this the fun way, the easy way. Or we can do it the hard way. And you know that I'll play hardball, don't you? Come on. I know you're debating right now. You're debating if you don't open the door. Will I just go back down the hallway and go to sleep? Or will I do something else? I mean, I know I'm back and you're out of public scrutiny for now, but it would be rather unfortunate if I were to take a tumble and have to say you did it. I mean, people thought you were unstable for so long. They thought that you killed me. You know I'll do it, right? So, open the door and let me come in and talk to you. Please, I won't do anything to you. I love you too much to do anything to you. There you are. Can I come in? Thank you. I mean, it is our bedroom after all, isn't it? The one that we shared together? Yes, I know. I know we've had our problems. Everybody has problems. But you understand why I had to do it, right? You had become distant and weird and unfaithful, even. I know it's not been easy being married to a woman like me. I demand a lot of you and from you. And I know I can become work obsessed and I still expect you to be a certain way, but we can have a redo, you know. We can start over now. We're given a completely different outlook on everything. You have to see that, right? What? Well, yes. I did lie. I'm not actually pregnant, but I want to be. You see, I staged all of that stuff, and I ran away because I didn't think you loved me anymore. I thought that you were done, and that didn't sit well with me. Have you ever loved someone so much that sometimes it's hard to breathe? Sometimes you're just so consumed by the feeling. You know what I'm talking about, right? You love me that much. Of course you do. You showed me you did. I knew that day when I saw you on TV begging me to come home that you knew. You had figured it all out. Like I knew you would. Well, hoped you would anyway. I'm much too vain to do anything to myself, but I did have it in my back pocket in case you didn't do what I wanted you to. But you did. You did. And I can't tell you how happy I was. I knew right then and there that I wanted to come back to you. That I wanted to build the life that we promised each other that we would. Right? Why are you looking like that? I mean, You look like you're questioning it, which is a bit disconcerting, considering everything that's happened in the past 48 hours. You know the lengths that I had to go to get back to you, right? I don't like hurting people, but to get what I want, I will. No. No, stop. You asked me to come back, begged me even. I could have stayed there, you know, tucked away with my ex-boyfriend who would do practically anything for me. And he did. He gave me an out. He was always so obsessed. You see, when I love somebody, I go to great lengths to make sure that they'll always serve a purpose, no matter what it is. These past 2 months, these little cat and mouse games have only showed me what I initially thought. You bring out the best in me. You're my missing piece, and I can't be without you. I know that you're sorry for all the things that you did to me, and we can make amends now. You're really so stuck on that, aren't you? No, I'm not pregnant. I never was. It's not hard to fake those things, you know. You seem so dead set on that. And that could be a bad thing, but it's really not. I know you want children. And I know that you want children with me. Wanted? No. You want. Trust me, you do. I can see that you and I are gonna have to come to some sort of agreement. I love you. I've always loved you more than I've ever loved anyone else. And if I can't have you, no one can. You saw what lengths I would go to punish you for your indiscretions and to make you sorry you ever hurt me. You don't think if you tell me no that I won't make you suffer? I will. I will make you suffer for the rest of your days. How many of them there are left. Do we understand each other then? Crystal fucking clear. Good. You know, you look like you really want to hurt me, don't you? It's true, you do. Don't flinch. It's just me. I know that you haven't been with anybody else in months. I'm sure your little girlfriend is long gone now. She didn't want to be associated with somebody that may or may not have killed their wife, right? Do I have that right? If there's one thing I know, the one constant in our relationship, no matter when you strayed, was that you could never get enough of me. No matter how much I pissed you off, or pushed you, or made you absolutely furious, you always wanted to bury your cock deep inside me. You only have yourself to blame, really. Didn't your mother ever tell you not to stick your cock in crazy? I did miss you. Stop pulling away from me. Please. I don't want to hurt you. I love you so much. Oh, I love you enough to give you the one thing that you've always wanted. Don't you? Want children, so you can do better than your parents did. What was that that you used to say? Oh, right. You didn't want to fuck up our kids like your parents fucked you up, right? Come on. We don't have to be in love anymore. We can just pretend. You know, people pretend all the time. After the investigation ends, we can even sleep in different rooms if you want. We just have to give the appearance that we're happy. What? Love? Oh, come on. Maybe one day you'll fall back in love with me. Or you can just keep hate fucking me for the rest of our lives while we raise 2.5 children. Stay in this beautiful house with all the security we could want. Happy wife, happy life. Didn't you miss having me straddle you like this? I can't tell if you're super turned on or super angry or just both. Do you want to hurt me? Do you want to watch the light fade from my eyes? I'll let you do it, you know. You've just got to put your cock inside me while you do. Come on, do it. Be a man and do it. Take me. Use me for what I'm worth, Show me how you've always wanted to treat your pretty, perfect, slightly crazy wife. That's it. That's it. That gets you really hard, doesn't it? Holding my neck in your hands, knowing that you can kill me if you really want to. But you won't. I know you won't. Because the one other constant is that you are actually a good man. Flawed, but good. Come on. Come on, I want you to take me, I want you to fuck me. Please. Come on, do it. Yeah, that's it. Man in on me. Make it hurt. I've been waiting. Who knows? Maybe if you do this, I'll stop. I'll let you have your life back, and I'll just go away. But you'll never know until you do it. So go ahead. Get your cock out. I know it's hard. I can see how hard you are. If you let me have my hands, yeah, I'm not gonna hurt you. Doesn't that feel good? Having me touch your cock through your pants. Don't you wanna feel skin to skin? Yeah. Let's just mouth on it. Say what you want, but I know my mouth was one of your most favorite things. And I did miss the way you taste. No, it's okay. You don't have to be gentle with me. I've been a very bad girl. I didn't think you had it in you. Keep going. No, I pushed you. That's the point of reason. Teach me a lesson. Are you satisfying all those urges that you've been having for so long? Yeah? Come on, I want you to take me. Look. If I pull up my little nightgown, you can see how wet my pussy is. See? How does that make you feel, huh? Knowing that you're pretty little wife gets so turned on when you hurt her. Maybe if we had done this before now, you wouldn't have gone and stuck your dick in someone else. There he is. Come on. Yeah? You wanna hurt me, don't you? Come on, do it. I don't want you to do it. I want you to fucking hurt me. Mark me and claim me as yours. Maybe then you can fuck the crazy out of me. That's it. You have my attention now. That's it. Wind your fist tighter in my hair. Come on and get on top of me. Do it. I want you to fucking do it. I want you to put your cock inside me so bad. Like that. Yeah, like that. Sorry. As much as you may hate me, I know you like the way my pussy feels gripping your cock. And it's like gripping it tighter. The heart, you choke me. Bruise me from the inside. Teach me that lesson you've always wanted to all those times. Nagged you. When I was purposefully mean to you and didn't do what you wanted me to do, you just teach me. That's it. you want my legs up, all you have to do is say so. You leave fingerprint bruises all over my skin like forget-me-not. You'll never forget me, I promise you that. Oh my god, you're trying to hurt me, aren't you? Good. Hurt me as much as I've hurt you. You'll never get rid of me. You hear me? You'll never get rid of me. What's wrong? Did you forget?
Horrified. Oh, baby, it doesn't have to be this hard. Oh, 1 second before you go. Remember something, okay? We're gonna do this every time I want to until I pee on that stick and it has a pretty little plus sign. Understand me? And we keep up appearances. You're gonna tell them what? Go ahead. Because all of these bruises will have time to show up. All of these marks, your cum dripping out of me. And all I have to say is, he was crazy. He wouldn't stop. He wouldn't stop. Please don't make me twist the narrative. Come on, smile a little bit. It's not a completely bad gig, is it? I'll leave you be. And you can think about it. Just remember how much harder it'll be if we have to go that route. Remember what I said. Happy wife,
happy life. We're going to have a perfect family, whether it kills you or me.